practice and
yes, he did.
Ready to go?
Yeah, barring any setback, he seemed to do well.
Tom, you said he did a good day today.
I think he did all right. We'll see. You got to check afterwards. Tomorrow morning, that kind of thing.
Was he able to participate in the meetings throughout the week as well, or was he not?
He spent a lot of time over at, you know, trying to meet with the doctors and go through the protocol. So he was in and out, but he looked. He was coached through every practice, and so he got the pluses and the minuses and that type of thing.
What did you see out of David this week? You talked about his technique and you're going to work with him.
David Wilson?
Yeah.
He worked. He focused on ball security the whole week, obviously, and I'd say he did a reasonable job of it.
How important is it to get Boss back? And maybe back, even back a little bit earlier than the thought.
Well, it's important to get him back, that's
right.
For sure.
Did he look okay today?
I think he did more and got better each day and got a little ornery and wanted more, so that was a good thing.
What happened to Andrew Ellison?
He's got a little groin soreness, so we didn't want to take a chance. He's reassuring everyone that's temporary.
You expect to have him on sometime?
I do.
I know you said you brought back Brandon for strictly football reasons, but through the week, did you see him maybe provide a little bit of an emotional lift or a boost for the guys?
You know, I suppose I saw that. I mean, certainly the guys that the veteran players were glad to see him.
Suggest that motivation is ever an issue, but when your defense is facing an offense as prolific as the Broncos was in week one, do you notice an extra attention to detail? Do you hear players talking about the importance of every single snap?
They're talking football all the time, and they're paying great attention in meetings. The meetings are probably as quiet as they would ever be, making sure that they get the information that they need and so on and so forth. And they've responded to the way we've had to practice, obviously. So, yeah, I would say yes.
You've had times over these last couple of years where Herzlick's been given a start here and there, but never kind of been a consistent starter. Is Connor now out? Is this really kind of his opportunity?
Well, it is. I mean, sure it is. You know, Mark still plays a lot of plays, no matter whether he's the first one out there or comes out a little bit later like the other night. He's in all of these situations, unfortunately, with Dan. You know, right behind him has been Mark, and he's ended up taking at least half the snaps in each of these preseason and regular season games that Dan's unfortunately, you know, had to come out of the game. So he's played a lot.
Are you comfortable with the depth there with just Bradford as the backup?
Well, we've got five linebackers, which is what we had when we started. So.
Well, Tom, what was the thinking with Dan? Because when we spoke to him yesterday in practice, after practice, he seemed to be upbeat and, you know, thought that, you know, he might be able to come back. Did something happen? Or?
Well, no, they just did a series of all the tests and the inability to actually give you an exact time frame that under which the individual would recover adds to it as well. If we're going to be short a linebacker, we're going to have to do something. So how is it that you choose to maneuver within your 53? And basically that's where the decision came from.
How much can you expect out of Bradford, which has a short week? And
well, you know, he just got off a plane. So,
right.
I mean, I'm sure in a day he can probably prepare himself to do some things, but it would have
special.
To be a limited role.
Special
teams as well, yeah.
Tom, after only a few days of Jacobs being back, I think mentally he probably had a pretty good time of picking stuff up, but conditioning-wise, how much
he looks
can
like
he give
he's
you?
In decent shape. He's in good shape. He told me he's done a lot of running and a lot of heat in Atlanta, and so he feels like he's in pretty good shape.
Tom, is it possible that, especially now that you have other running backs here, that he might have David go back to kick return?
It's always a possibility.
Speaking about Jacobs, how much can you expect from him this week in terms of snaps?
I'm not going to put a number on it, but as the saying goes, we'll see.